The state's EEBC would be an offshoot of the original organization formed in Colorado in 2007. Some of its goals are spreading information on energy efficiency to businesses around the state and influencing policymaking. Tom Policollis is one of the Nevada branch's founders.
We have a tremendous opportunity in Nevada to create jobs, help people have lower energy bills, and generally brighten Nevada's future. But the key is public education and public involvement.
Public involvement was emphasized during the EEBC's first meeting, but members called the process daunting. Paul Thompson is chairman of the PUC, and although he encourages participation, he sees why the process might scare people away.
Because it's like a courtroom, if you participate, you can be cross-examined and deposed by other parties. So very similar to a courtroom, and that makes people, you know, kind of wary on whether or not they want to participate.
Still, Policollis says participation is the best way to influence policy changes involving clean energy and technology. In fact, Nevadans will have the opportunity to vote on two energy-related issues in November. Supporters of Question 5, a veto referendum, will look to repeal a PUC-approved price hike for solar customers. Marcus Laverne, Reno Public Radio News.